Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to another fun-feared, weird edition of The Menu. Tamika on the air, waiting for Big Red and Brother B to get on. So, I hope everyone's had a decent week so far. Tonight's topic, if my co-hosts ever show up, is about... Wait, I think that's Big Red. Hold up. I love when they make me start the shows by myself. It's always a disaster. Hello. They should know better by now. Let's see. Okay, nope, it's still me. Anyway. So, while I'm waiting for Brother B and Big Red to show up. Oh, wait. I may have spoken too soon. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what up?
How are you? Oh, my goodness.
I'm in transit. I'm a little annoyed.
Yeah, me too. Not a good day for all of us today.
Yeah, man. That's really...
Not a good day.
Really sucks.
Yeah, you know, like I tell people, I mean, you know, like I said, now people know how... I mean, you know, not saying that I wasn't a Prince fan, you know, of course, but the way y'all feeling, this is how I felt with MJ. It was like family, like a family member just passed. Like, it was just...
Yeah, but Prince was like the original. I don't know, the original. He's like the original. He made dudes step up their sexy game.
He made dudes really have to step up their game, man.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody can rock him. No dude can rock a pair of heels like him.
Except for Michael.
Michael ain't never wearing no heels.
Oh, he did in his later years. Not like you know why he had to wear the heels, because he was short. Prince is like my height, like 5'2". Prince was like 5'1", 5'2", so he had to wear them heels.
Yeah, but Michael Jackson ain't never wearing no heels.
Well, Michael was tall already.
Exactly, so he don't need no heels.
But, you know, he was the penny loafers. Like, what dudes was really wearing penny loafers? Nobody wasn't wearing those.
Oh, the Carlton Banks.
And where he learned that from, Michael?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just a sad day for all of us, man. This is just...
Why are you so quiet, Mika?
Well, I'm in the middle of a couple of things over here. That's why I'm so quiet. But, not for nothing. You guys kind of left me stranded. So, I've earned these few moments of trying to get my kids to go to sleep.
Oh, I got you. I thought you were remorsing over Prince.
Yeah, I know. Everybody, yeah, you know, I feel some kind of way, but then again, unfortunately, it comes in threes. It was Doris Roberts at the beginning of the week. Last night it was.
Yeah, I like her.
And then freaking
like
today.
Oh,
what do you do? You got three people in a matter of, what, 4 days? Really?
But you know what?
You know what really gets me?
This whole saying of death comes in threes. But you notice, for some reason, it always seems to, like, manifest itself to the point where it's believable. You know, like, when somebody says something, you're like, nah, I don't really believe it. But then all of a sudden, it really just starts happening. Like, it just makes me wonder, like, really? Like, does it really work like that? Like, does death really come in threes? Or is this just like...
It looks like the Reaper is busy. That's what I'm going to say.
Yep.
Like, he's for the season.
Is it too much of a... Like, the whole death comes in three things. Is it too much of a coincidence?
No,
yeah, but they always say that. I mean, I've always heard that from when I was young, that, you know, it always comes in threes. But I feel that, you know... Once again, because like I said, back in the days, when you heard about something, it took a couple of days to hear about it. You just heard it like on the news, like when the news came on at like maybe 5 o'clock or 11 or whatever. Now, like I said, with these 24-hour news channels, everything's on your phone, Facebook, Instagram. You can't escape it now.
Yeah, basically.
You can't escape it nowhere.
Okay, wait.
Every
now,
little bit of every little bit of news, like a death or somebody you want to hear. But like also meantime, there's some of my Prince, the guy that sang "When a Man Loves a Woman," he passed away.
Percy Sledge.
Yeah, Percy Sledge. So it's just like as they updating you on Prince. Now that's popping up. Oh, Percy Sledge passed away, died. You know.
Wait,
so
Percy Sledge died today?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This morning, to be more precise.
Oh, this morning.
But
that's what I'm saying. I didn't see it until they started putting up about Prince, and then somebody from one of my people on my timeline put it up, and I'm like, damn, he died too. Oh,
hey,
one of my coworkers came and told me. She's like, oh my gosh,
really
Prince died. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. God must really be trying to get his band back together.
Yep.
So,
yep. And we're gonna be left with nothing but trap music and garbage.
Well,
okay, wait. Now this is gonna prove how out of date I am, but I must know, what the heck is trap music?
Music that you get trapped to.
Trap music is just so called music that the guys in the trap house. You know what the trap house? The trap house is like the drug house. You might as well. They got a new name for it now, so they call it the drug. You know the drug house with the whatever you selling.
Oh, geez. Okay.
That's what they play. That's what they call it now. That's the music that they come from. Oh, it's trap music. It's this, that, and other.
Oh, God.
No, it's
okay.
A bunch of fucking garbage.
So basically, it's retarded.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's called. I had to explain that to my son today. Like, yo, he was like, oh, well, I'm not really into Prince. I said, yeah, you wouldn't be into Prince because the only thing you know is Prince is Purple Rain. That's all you really know. You only know that because you may have seen the movie here or there, but you don't know, the impact that he made on music. But it's just up there with Michael Jackson and all the other great people. He made an impact on music.
Yeah, I remember back in the days in the competition, Michael Jackson versus Prince.
Right. They got a dance coming up. Well, they've been doing it. They did it since Michael Jackson passed in 2009. They've been doing a Michael Jackson versus Prince dance. Like, they have, like, little dance competitions and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I heard most everybody's going to be doing something this weekend. They're going to be having, like, dance contests and concerts and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do all of that, please. That's going to be nonstop.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, still trying to register it, but so hope everybody has had a good day despite, you know, sad news. So Big Red.
Yep.
Go ahead, set it off since this is your topic.
That's right.
Yeah,
I gotta set it off.
I'm still in transit, so.
Oh. Well, what was the topic?
Oh, you don't even know this. How you going to not know your own damn topic?
Listen, my mind been in a fog. I'm telling you, been in a fog.
I got you. It's, oh, gosh. So tonight's topic, why are some black people ashamed of their history?
Right, okay, yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. Yes.
Take a drink.
No, I was just in the fog for a minute. But yeah, like, it just was something that popped in my head the other day, and I just thought about things that I've heard or things that I've talked to people about, and it's just like, why are we so ashamed of our history? Like, okay, I'm gonna tell you, for instance, like when you tell, like, I'm going to say my father, like, he just recently, like, as in, like, maybe 2 years ago, told me that he was born on a plantation. But before that time, like, if I've heard him and my mother have conversations about, like back when he was younger and his mother and his grandmother, and it's just like he would get kind of, like, upset. And it's just like, what are you ashamed of? Like, why are you getting upset over your history? This is where you come from. You can't help where you come from, or rather, you should be proud of where you come from.
Well, I think it's because the fact that he was born on a plantation, like, what pride is there in that? You know what I'm saying? I guess that's how he's looking at it. Like, you know, it wasn't a good time for us as black people to still be under the thumb, you know, of life.
Right.
Like living on a plantation is like, whoa. Like, you know, that's like when we used to watch Jeffersons, and he's like, oh, Miss Jefferson, tell us your story. Oh, I was born the son of a sharecropper.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not like, but you notice when he always said that, he wasn't saying it like in a negative way.
Yeah, true.
It was like he was proud to say that. So that's what I mean by, you know, I'm saying, yeah, it is a negative vibe on, you know, it is a negativity on that, but it's like, to me, as being an older adult and knowing that my father was born on a plantation, now, like I said, I'm sure before he got a certain age, it wasn't like he had to go out there and pick cotton. And then again, maybe he was doing it. I don't know. Because he doesn't really share that history. Like, he doesn't talk about it too much. So it's like, you know, that's why I said it's just sad that a lot of people don't know their history. Like, also, you know, my son's father, my older son's father, his mother's from Trinidad. So it's just like, you know, I think kids, like, the generation now, they more, like, rep, like, who they are and where they come from. And it's like, my son is part, you know, he's part Trinidadian, your father's part Trinidadian, but when I used to speak to his father also about, you know, his mother and does he know anything, it's like, once again, he would get kind of upset or agitated or, like, he didn't want to talk about it. And I'm like, dog, this is where you come from. Like, you need to be kind of proud of where you come from.
I think it's like the whole thing, like the American sentiment, like some people don't want to acknowledge where they came from because, you know, they're in America, like they're in the land of milk and honey, the land of opportunity, the land where everything happens. And they rather be known from here because it's like a class thing, like, oh, you're from another country. Some of them don't want to be known as like immigrants.
But don't they?
I was born here. Like, you know, I was born into, you know, the wealth of America.
Type attitude.
I'm just saying.
Right, but don't you realize this is where you, I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, them bringing us over here, bringing us to these different countries at all, your parents who wouldn't be who they are, your mother, your father, your aunt, your uncle, your grandma, you know, these people wouldn't be who they are. And I'm saying there had to be some type of positivity with that. Like, it can't be all negative.
Well, no, I'm sure it's not all negative. It's not, thank you. It's not negative, all negative, but I look at it like this. Your father, being born on a plantation, mm-hmm. as a male, he may see things differently as do a female would. You know,
okay.
I mean, and trust me, black women went through enough on a plantation, but it was more of a thing to try and really control or get rid of the black man.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he may have some type of angst about that, which it's kind of hard to talk about being a slave or being born into slavery. You know, it's like, who wants to be born a slave? Who wants to really talk about the fact that, you know, when I was born or when I was growing up, I had to pick cotton and I had to say, yes, massa, and this, that, and the third. And I'm called the N-word and all this and that.
Right.
Some people just don't want to, they don't want to identify with that.
Right.
Now, in terms of the whole Caribbean thing, like I said, some people are just not proud of who they are, where they come from, because they don't value their heritage. They don't know enough about their culture. Like, first of all, I don't care what anybody says. America has no history without the people that live in it.
Right, absolutely.
America wouldn't have any history if it wasn't for for the blacks, if it wasn't for the Hispanics, all the people that live here, Native Americans. I can't even say Native Americans. I'll just say the people indigenous to this country. There would be no history. You know what I'm saying? All these little BS stories that they told us about, Gettysburgs and this, that, and the thirds, all is nothing but war stories. All to me is nothing but a bunch of people killing other people just to take over somebody something.
Right.
No real fighting for anything. So, but you have people that are proud of that. Oh, my forefathers fought for this. But they're proud of being. They're proud of being murderers.
Right.
They're proud of being killers.
That's my thing. That's my thing. So if you're okay, I can make a comparison, but I can't. It's like, just like you said, they so proud of their forefathers, and their forefathers did this and fought for this country and blah blah blah. Just like you said, they killed people. But the thing is, us as our people, okay, yes, we were a lot of the majority of our great grandparents and great 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 grandparents were born into slavery. But we are the ones this country was on our back. We built this country off of us.
Yes, us, so, the Asians. The Asians. Who you think built the railroad?
Right, exactly. So it's like, that's something you can be proud of. I was just explaining that to the oldest one the other day. That, listen, you have to realize we have built. They want to keep us down because they know we are the ones that have built this country up. They know that we've built this country up, but they want to make it seem like they've done everything. I said, all the black inventors that they have that have invented this. If me as your parent, or if you don't take it upon yourself to learn your own history on who has invented what or this, that, and other, you think that they have invented everything and we've done nothing.
Well, at one point, listen, with the history books, when we were in school, that's basically what it was. It's like we weren't responsible for much,
but
being slaves.
Exactly, absolutely, and that's exactly what I found. I said, if you don't enlighten yourself, the parents of the day, they don't enlighten their children on these things on their own. That's all they're gonna. I said, the only black people you know about from school is Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, and that's it. That's all you know.
Yeah, because that's all. Sometimes, in a lot of cases, that's all they want you to know.
Right, exactly.
And that's the thing. That's why you have some people that do have this type of hatred for their heritage, or they don't acknowledge it because there's no love associated with it. See,
right.
Some people want the accolades. They want the love. They, you know, they're good with the fact that, oh, well, yeah, some black people have invented this, but then also, oh, black people are slaves. Oh, no. I don't want to acknowledge that.
Right.
I just acknowledge
the
fact that, you know what I'm saying? And you can't be one without the other.
Right, exactly. Absolutely.
But some people don't see it like that.
They don't see it like that. Exactly. Exactly. You're absolutely right. And it's just that it's so sad that it's like it's hard to try now, especially nowadays, for minds. And even, like I said, I'm not even talking about the young people. You know, young people take time and they will learn things. I'm talking about some of these old, behind it, you know, these young, not young adults, these older adults that's like our age, and you try to let, you know, you try to enlighten them on these things, and they still with that ignorance, oh, I don't want to know. Like, you know, like being like this guy that I know, and he's Haitian. Like, I was dating him for a little while, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, let me ask him questions about his heritage. And I started asking him, like his mother, because his mother speaks fluent, like she speaks straight Creole. Like, she doesn't speak hardly any English. She speaks the straight Creole. So I asked him, you know, like, how do you feel when you speak English, you know, speak to me, or you speak to your kids or whatever, and in the house you have to speak to your mother like that? And it was like he really didn't want to answer it, or he was ashamed to say something. I'm like, dog, like, you're a 47-year-old man. What are you ashamed of? You are who you are.
Because it's not what America is.
I feel you too old for it. You've been in this country for all this time, and you still You know, it's like, come on.
A lot of people come here and they become Americanized. And they can only want to identify with, you know, the American attitude, values, and what's that go along with it. You know,
but how long are you going to hide that? You can't hide that book for so long.
This is true. But some people
how
do.
How long are you going to hide that? You can't hide that. You can't hide that. Because it's going to come out somewhere. Say that you're somewhere and guess what? Somebody gets sick and that person only speaks Creole or they speak Chinese or they speak, you know, some language or you're the only type of person or you're the only person that can understand this person. You, I mean, come on. You got to help a person so you want to, it's going to come out some time or another.
This is true, but in the same token, the world that we live in nowadays, very selfish, very self-serving, and some people can just care less about the next person, the next, you know, the next culture. Like, no one, like, people nowadays just really just don't care.
No, they don't. Not
them.
At all.
If it ain't about them, it ain't about enough.
Nope.
You know, so I just find it very hard that to believe that people are actually, you know, turning their back on who they are. And sometimes,
right.
Sometimes it's not just us, but a lot of times it seems like it's us because they don't want the stigma or the stereotype of just, oh, all black people are violent. All black people are murderers. All black people are just, you know, you got, that's why you got some people, I wish I wasn't black. Or,
right.
Again, like you said, they're ashamed of who they are. So they
right.
turn their back on it.
But I mean, I know we're not the only culture that's like, I know that we're not the only culture that's like that because, you know, just like you said, because of the stereotypes, like, you know, Puerto Ricans, they, you know, they got all kinds of stereotypes for Puerto Ricans. Oh, they eat rice and beans and all that, you know, and sometimes I'm sure they wish they weren't, you know, you have some that probably wish they weren't Spanish or they wish they weren't, you know, because there's always something negative with them.
Yeah. It is. I mean, listen, they have their own racial issues as well. Some people won't think so, but you have your Puerto Ricans and Dominicans that don't really rock with each other.
Right.
And you have,
and
you know
what that's about. You know what that's about. That's only because of complexion and hair texture. That's more what that's about with them.
Yeah, it is.
And
but
it's stupid.
All right, look, prime example. One of the examples. Look at Stacey Dash.
Mm-hmm.
What was Stacey Dash trying to prove?
Mm.
By going up there saying all that she was saying and all this and that, what was she really trying to prove?
Mm. I don't know what she thought she was trying to prove. Just that she was stupid and ignorant.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because you listen, you put money in front of anybody. They'll dance a different tune.
Exactly. And, I mean, I don't know how she did that. And look who your brother is. Like, how would you want to sit there and talk all that? But look who your brother is.
Well, you know, she ain't worried about it. She ain't worried about who her brother is because who her brother is doesn't matter to her. You know, she got to make her money her way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like I said, I think it's just the whole thing of, like, people identifying with who they are or who they were compared to who they are and who they're trying to be in the future.
Right. So, I don't understand it's just that it baffles me sometimes that, you know, people just feel that way about themselves, and it's just like, you can't help who you were born, like what you were born into, and it's just like, okay, now that you know these things or whatever, try to embrace it instead of not, like, try to learn about who you are and where you come from, and, you know, but it's just like you said, it's just that I guess because it's such a bad, you know, stigma to it all the time, or negativity. So they rather just, you know, or I'd rather not talk about it. I'd rather not say nothing about it. But then you have a child, like you have children, or you have kids, and you have to teach them their culture. You have to let them know who they are, where they're coming from.
This is true. But that's the thing. They don't, you know, learn their kids. Some people don't want to take the time to actually tell their children, like, you know, what is it, you know, what's the deal, you know. They don't want to tell their kids about the history because there's a lot of, you know, it's a negative yet empowering history that we have.
But you know what? I feel that that's what the grandparents are for. That's what the grandparents are supposed to do. The great-grandparents, if they're still alive, and the grandparents. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, but look at the grandparents nowadays.
Yeah,
like, our grand, like when I was, you know, 14, 15, you know, our grandmother was what, 70-something?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, really? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, most of these grandmothers nowadays, they on TV, they on Facebook and Instagram twerking. So it's like,
I love it, hip hop.
Exactly. So it's like, what do they really know? You know what? Like, what do they really know? Yeah. What up?
Hello?
Huh? No. No.
Are you back?
I've been back.
Yeah. You should never left. You should never left. Do you have anything to add, Miss Quiet? Miss Quiet,
hey,
do you have anything to add?
Hey. Absolutely not. All I gotta say is the calling number. Calling number 347-324-3395. You are listening to The Menu, and tonight's topic: why are Black people ashamed of their history? Okay, that's all I had to say. Honestly, I can't get into this because this is a very touchy subject for someone like me.
Well, why is it touchy?
Why is it touchy?
Yeah, why is it touchy?
Only because I have...
You're breaking up. Stop breaking up. You're worse than a bad relationship right now. You're just worse than a bad relationship. Stop breaking up. Now talk. But why is it touchy? Why is it touchy subject?
Are you done?
Why?
You don't know.
Yeah, I'm done.
Because...
Okay. What? Now you sound like Charlie Brown teacher. Come on, man.
can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
As soon as you get to the good part, it's like all of a sudden, back, now for our commercial. Like, you just, we don't hear you anymore. Like, what's going on? We want to hear from you. Damn it. Now let's
Are
try this
sure?
again. Yeah, let's try this
can
again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Mika, you're
yeah,
on
we
with the
can
menu.
Hear you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
You're on with the menu.
All right.
Okay.
Smart. You know what? I'm gonna hurt you.
I'm listening.
Anyway, well, the reason why it's actually touchy for me is because I have two kids with two completely different backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how to explain to my youngest that entire side is just full of backstabbing, maniacal bitches and assholes. I don't want him in touch with that part of his history.
Well, wait a minute. Are you talking about the family?
Pretty much.
No. We wouldn't be talking to him about the family. You'd just be talking. All right. First of all.
No, what I'm saying. Oh, wait. Let me explain something. That side, they're German. Yeah. So explaining to my. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
That would be nice. That would be nice to explain.
Right.
Really?
It would be.
No, it would be. You. That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean. You have to teach them some type of their history, even if it's something. That's like we were saying with the slavery thing with Black people or whoever Trinidad is, the Jamaican.
I
don't
be
care
much
what it is.
Happier.
You have to teach
children
some type of their history, even though it may be a worse part or a bad part. You have to teach them something and let them make the decision.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know that. Yeah.
Because you know what? Not all of Germany was about Hitler and Nazis.
Right.
Like, absolutely. There are some,
not all
yeah,
of it.
So, yeah, so he, I mean, he, it's only right that
trust
he
me
knows
when I tell
the
you,
part.
Trust me when I tell you, those people were pro, okay, instead of con. So, yeah.
Well, listen. Well, how the hell did you get married to that? Your situation, and if, you know what I'm saying? If they was looking to throw you
listen,
in the 36
chambers.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to this mother fairer.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, I mean.
Like, oh, God, that is kind of hard to explain. It was
you
because.
Know what? No, the best way to explain it is the way it is. And once again, it would have to be explained, and you know what? He would have to go his own path with it. You have
right.
to give him the
yeah.
opportunity to make his own decision
right.
on
right.
what
that's
he chooses to be, you know, what he chooses to do with
yeah,
the information that he's given, you know? And my
yeah,
thing
well,
is
because
like,
my thing is just, if you, okay, if you don't teach it to him, he might keep, okay, if you don't show it to him or tell him or teach it to him, guess what? He might find out on his own. And then he might come to you and say, Ma, why you never told me about this?
Exactly.
Then that might make him kind of upset because he's like, well, why you ain't tell me what the deal
then,
was?
Because then he'll think you were ashamed, and then it might be a thing, well, are you ashamed of me? Are you ashamed
right.
of who I am? And you and see, you wouldn't, you know, you, yeah, we don't want that type of
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. And this is why stuff like this is a touchy subject for me because trying to walk that line, I am not looking forward to that.
Listen,
yeah,
have your glass of wine.
You
have a big ass
honestly,
Olivia Pope glass of wine and go for it.
I do believe there are certain things in one's history that should not be discussed. It should be left there by itself. Let it fester.
But
let it turn into ash.
But you know what? But that's the problem with certain things that we just don't talk about that we should. You know what? If we don't get things out in the open, how will we ever expect to heal? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you might as well just get it out in the open. You know what? A friend of mine emailed me today and brought up one word, and it's a word that I get it. And I
mm-hmm.
love the word. It's unconditional, but then you get knocked on off, and then you get conditional.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just unconditionally deal with each other? See, the conditions make things complicated. That's why I
mm-hmm.
only do conditions in certain situations, because when you put on conditions, basically you're putting on restrictions, you're putting on rules, and
mm-hmm.
that complicates things, because we is human by nature. We break rules. Some of
True.
Them, you know, some of them, you know, to what we may see as good or bad, but we break the rules. And the whole thing is, you can't break something that's not there. So when you don't do, when you do the whole unconditional thing, just like when somebody talk about, oh, we're friends. Oh, we're friends, but if I take your last piece of chicken out the fridge, we might not be friends no more because you'll be mad because you was like, yo, I was really thinking about that chicken all day. And
mm-hmm.
I came home and you ate my chicken. We not cool no more.
Right.
But that wasn't an unconditional friendship. That wasn't an unconditional relationship. And
mm-hmm.
see, that's the thing. With this country, as a people, as a whole, there's a conditional relationship that is had. You know, definitely love and hate, but it's conditional. Just like all the black people that voted for Trump, even though he's spewing a lot of hatred, mm-hmm. their support is conditional. You do something for us, we got
you
your back.
We got your back, yep. That's crazy.
You know, and the sad part is a lot of our people in this country live by a conditional code. When it comes to this country, it's
mm-hmm.
conditional. Like Obama came in, you know, President Obama came in, and next thing you know, after 6 years, after what, 4 or 5 years, oh, he ain't do nothing for me. He
yeah,
ain't do
oh,
nothing
he ain't
for
do nothing.
People. He ain't do nothing. He ain't come, he ain't do nothing for the hood, this, that, and that. First of all, Obama, President Barack Obama wasn't elected to do anything just for you.
Right. Exactly.
He was elected to do stuff for everyone across the board. Now, I'm sure there was some tweaking that he did, but just the fact that he, a man of color, is actually in office, he did something. Now, what are
right.
you going to do? What are you? What now? What is your? What are you going to do now? He showed you something. Now you show him
now
something.
Show me something.
But
and guess what? He did. Nobody showed shit.
Exactly. Once again, it's conditional. You do something for me, then we'll do something for you.
Right.
And it's sad. It's sad that we have to have that mind state or live like that.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, listen, when it comes down to black people in their history, I bet you if they gave us reparations, black people would be running around, oh, yeah, I was born in the cotton fields,
yep.
by the Dixie line. And
yeah,
I
what happened to them reparations? Wasn't that giving people reparations? Well, what happened to that?
Reparations? Reparations?
Yeah,
okay. Reparations.
You don't remember when those people was getting reparations for slavery or something like that a couple of years
Ooh.
Ago?
Nah, cuz. Ooh, I ain't getting no check. You getting
Listen,
a check, Nika? I ain't getting no check.
I ain't getting no check.
Yeah,
I ain't getting no check.
Yeah, that's how I was listening. You
didn't
check my
mailbox.
Get...
No, I remember it was from old people from, like, older people from South Carolina or something. They were getting reparations or something like that. I don't know.
Maybe they were getting it for something that happened, but reparations, listen, in order to give
ain't
reparations.
Nobody get 40 acres and a mule.
Exactly. Exactly. In order to get reparations, you would be admitting that you did something wrong. And we have to pay you back. And they have never, Exactly. And no president or former has ever admitted or apologized for slavery. And they never will.
Wow.
Because, you know what I'm saying, that's American history. That's,
right.
It's just what it is. It's American history.
But
you know
I feel that it needs to be, like, somebody needs to, like, you got to change something. I don't know.
Yeah,
can we
stop remaking roots? That's making very happy.
They need to stop
remaking
everything.
Can we stop
remaking
roots? Listen, that's the story Alan Taylor, okay?
Listen.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't need the remake. Listen, I don't need the remake during the promo for them to say, as they got him as a slave, an American story. Dude, that's not an American story.
No,
please,
it's not an American
not.
Story. I don't know where the hell they get that from, but.
A family struggling to survive in America.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I
was so over it. Henceforth, why I don't want any more remakes.
Well,
I
agree with you, but I'm not messing with that because it's like I've seen the first one. I lived through it. I was there when we were sitting there every night at 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock watching that. Listen, I don't want to re-go through that all over again. Like, no.
Well, check this out. This is not me, but I'm going to just play devil's advocate for a hot second. I could be ashamed of our history and ashamed of who we are or who we're becoming, some of us. Because if you look on TV, we're still just entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm like, even before Amos and Andy, it's like we will always be the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And see, people think like, oh, well, you know, I'm getting a paycheck. Yeah, no problem, because, see, I respect you getting a paycheck, but do you respect yourself on how you're getting it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, money ain't everything. But when you go in that ground, what you leave behind besides the money is the person who you leave by who you were known as. And
right.
if you was known as that shucking jive ass Negro, that's what you
that's
was known as.
Yep,
if you were, if you was known as the rebel, then that's what you was. That's what you going down in history as. You was that rebel. People can say what they want to say about, they quick talk junk about Malcolm X. But Malcolm X had an attitude for a reason. Like, I love it when people go around saying, oh, this person's hostile. Some people at my job call me hostile. I'm hostile? No. I'm not hostile. I'm just tired of people pissing on my head and telling me it's rain. You ain't
right.
gonna sit there and abuse me, use me, and think I'm not supposed to say something. See, that's the problem.
Right, because they want you to just sit back and don't say nothing.
Yeah, then you a good old boy.
Yep.
But as soon as you start saying something against what somebody's doing, next thing you know, oh, this guy's a problem. Oh, this lady's a headache. Oh, this kid is a troublemaker. No, not troublemakers. It's just the fact that you want things your way and it can't be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I can say that I'm ashamed because in history, we've had our share of people that just thrown us under the bus. We've had our share. And if you look at it now, all the people that died for us to get the little bit of freedoms we think we have.
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it's like, you got chicks. Listen, once again, I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. And I don't think I'm saying anything dirty, but I don't really care. Why is it, I don't have Instagram, and I don't have another thing. I just got Facebook. Why is it that every time I turn on Facebook, I see a black woman or somebody of some type of ethnic descent twerking? I see the white people doing it too, but the percentage of white people that you see doing it compared to the blacks is like is crazy. And then they showing their face. I'm like, do you think that's cute? Do you think
it's cute? Yeah.
You think Rosa Parks went to jail for that? You think Martin Luther King died for that? You think Malcolm X?
They don't
died
care
for that?
About that. What are we were sort of discussing that time? What I told you, these young people are disconnected. They don't see a connection with Rosa Parks and anybody
Red.
Else. Anybody,
Red.
They don't see the connection.
Red, you got some
yes.
people our age who got grandkids up there twerking.
No, that's,
and we know
that's
better.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
so we
yeah.
know better.
You're right. You're right.
We know better. We know better.
You're right. But they think this is they think that oh, this is the times we live in, so we got it. Because you got some people that are our age and age, they on that, oh, that's old school stuff. Oh, that's old school. Oh, we don't do that. No, listen. That's what we need to get back to is the old school stuff, because this is why things are going left and right now.
Man.
So we need to get back to that. I'm not saying you're not supposed to keep up with the times because times are changing. We know that. But this is why things are going the way they are, because my thing is certain morals, values, certain things need to be kept old school. If you're a grandparent, act like a grandparent. Nobody's saying you're a grandparent, you got to be old and bent over and, oh, you don't know. But if you were a grandparent, carry yourself as one. It's all about how you carry yourself also. Carry yourself as one. Teach your daughter, your granddaughter, or whatever. No, that twerking is not cute. Though. Your daughter sitting on Facebook twerking. No, that's not cute. Whip her ass and keep it moving. No, it's not cute.
It's not? Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Which one of y'all watched that show called Underground? Which one of y'all watched?
Not me.
Okay. Okay, now, what is this? All right. What is that about? What is it about?
Okay. It's about basically how it's a group of slaves called they're on a plantation called Macon, the man named Macon. So when they escaped, they were planning an escape, and it's the way that they planned the escape, and then they had a bounty on each one of their heads. There were seven of them. They had a bounty on each one of them. So it's just basically how each one of them, when they planned their escape, they had to, like, they kind of separated from each other. So they were just showing how each one of them, when they separated, how they were basically able to make that escape off the plantation.
Now, check this out. Okay. Call me what you want to call me. Say what you want to say. But I do have to ask a question before I say anything else. Who are, like, the executive producers or the
John Legend
behind the show?
John Legend.
Mm-hmm. He's executive producer. Executive producer is usually the one that kicks out the money. So in mm-hmm. that case, who's the brainchild behind this?
I'm not sure, and I can find out because I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure, but you kind of write about that because when they that's the only person name that they really put out there. Like when they was doing like the promos for it, that's the only person they were really saying is executive producer John Legend. But so I guess that was like a play, like that'll make us watch it because it's John Legend.
Because you know what, it was years later that I found out that there were people like Jay Leno and I believe it was the other guy who was on, not Carson, the other one that Ooh. Just left Tonight Show. The whole
the one you said, the one that just left the Tonight Show?
Yeah.
Jimmy
not
Fallon.
Jay Leno, but the other one.
Not Jimmy Fallon, right?
No. The older dude. The one with the gap in the teeth.
Letterman.
What's his name?
Letterman.
It was years ago that I found out that people like Jay Leno and Letterman actually were contributors in terms of writing with shows like Good Times.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And then it amazed me because it's like, whoa. Good Times?
Well, Richard Pryor was a writer on the movie Blazing Saddles. I mean, it's not surprising.
Listen, that's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is, wait a minute, Good Times, Black Family, In the Project, Jay Leno, Letterman?
Yeah, but Jay Leno
really?
Was actually on the show also.
Yeah, but my
yeah, and Letterman's from New York.
Yeah, but once again, like I said, if I had to play devil's advocate, who told you can talk about our struggles and put it, you know what I'm saying, put a black face to it? Who told you can make it a comedy?
Okay,
who
you
told
right.
you? You know what I'm saying?
Let me
you know
put a bug
saying?
In your ear with this one also. Wait a minute now. Archie Bunker, guess who was executive producer on that show? I bet that you'll never freaking guess if I tell you.
I'm sure, I wouldn't guess, but it wouldn't shock me.
And you'd be shocked when I tell you, too.
Oh,
the chick, Lenny Kravitz's mother.
Oh, Rocky, yeah. Rocky.
Yeah, Miss Willis.
Yeah.
Was the executive producer for a lot of the episodes that they did, even when Archie Bunker had that other show, Archie Bunker's Place.
Archie's Place.
He was also on that one too. She did a lot of executive producing on that one too.
Well, wait a minute.
How he was as a you know the character he played.
Yeah, well
that raises
Archie
as
Bunker,
he was.
Well, technically, executive producer, like I said, that's the one who just fronts a lot of the money. They're not really the idea. They don't really deal with too much of the wording or, you know, the script of things. But I get where you're coming from. Like I said, just to play, you know, the devil's advocate, Archie, the whole thing with Archie Bunker, that was done on purpose to kind of like, I think it was just like that thing to just put it in your face to show people this is who you are.
Right.
This is how you act. And just like I look at Trump and the whole thing with Trump that's so funny. Do you really think this man is probably believing some of the stuff that he says? He's probably sitting back laughing like, look how I got all these racist people. Look how I got everybody all riled up
in the uproar.
He's like a hype man. He said, wow. He's just exposing people for who they really are. Or people are really just exposing themselves. He ain't doing much for saying it, you know what I'm saying? So,
right, and they're just going along with what he's saying because, just like you said, this is how you really feel.
Exactly.
You just needed somebody big enough to put it out there so this way y'all can have fuel for the fire.
Yeah, it's like back in the days. You had, you know, oh, yo, I'm going to meet you at school at 3 o'clock. Yeah, okay. And then everybody comes, oh, shoot, someone's going to fight. And then it circulates around the whole school. 3:05 come, everybody outside. But the two parties is out there arguing, but there's that one or probably two people in the back. Yo, slap him, son. Yo, slap him. A dude in the back. Yo, you ain't even
put
a part of
place,
the fight. Yeah, you ain't even a part of the fight. You ain't even part of the fight. Yeah, you, You the hype man in the back.
Yeah, right? Instigating.
Yeah, yeah, yo, hit him, son. And somebody throws something, the next thing you know is on.
Yep.
But that's all, that's what it is. He just shouted this, and everybody's like, yeah, yeah, I'm with you, yeah, 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 build a wall. Yeah, yeah, deport all of them.
Yep.
Really?
He knows how we really feel.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's better he said it than me.
Yeah.
But now it's more comfortable for me to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, you have the house Negroes. Of course you're going to have some people that are ashamed of them or ashamed of what they're doing because they're house Negroes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They're not only selling out themselves. Like, you're selling out yourself for what? For a couple of dollars? But that seems to be the going rate nowadays with us. A couple of dollars.
Yeah,
we'll sell each other out. We'll do a couple of dumbass things for a couple of dollars. But then we ask questions about why are some people ashamed of their history. I see why. Because, look at it.
Yeah.
It's
sad.
Not right. Very.
Very sad. It just don't make no sense. And it's all you should, you know, like I said, you know, this generation coming up, it's just like they're not going to know who they, like I said, if they don't research on their own who they are, then they're just not going to know. And it's just like you're going to have a piece of you somewhere that you're just not going to know about because either your parents don't want to talk about it, grandparents don't want to talk about it, you know, nobody wants to talk about it. Or I guess that's why they have that thing that, what is it called, Ancestry.com and those things. I guess, you know, they will have to go through that in order to.
I don't want to go through a service to find out my history. Like, I should have somebody in my family telling me this stuff.
Right, but if they're not willing to, if they're not going to say anything about it, then, I mean, what else can you do? What else can you do? What else?
You know,
but go through that or sneak and go to great grandma if she's still alive or grandma or somebody.
Well, nowadays nobody really wants to hear the story. Like I said, and as the title goes, once again, why are some black people ashamed of their history? Because it's a history that a lot of them don't want to claim. They see, once again, they see the negative instead of the positive.
Right.
All they see
You got some type of positive. I mean, it has to be something positive in your history somewhere.
Well, put it like this. When all you've been told is that you're a slave and you went to church, that's it. Nothing else. Like, how do you expect anybody to feel? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, you were a slave. But like I said, from what I remember from history class, like I said, they touched on slavery.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't touch much on any black contributions,
right?
You know, to the country. Spoke about, you know, more about Martin Luther King, you know, and
Yeah, that was about the only black person you knew about was Martin Luther King, and that was really it.
It wasn't really talking about Malcolm X because he was too much of, you know,
let me tell you something. I didn't learn about, you know, when the first time I really knew anything about Malcolm X or even remotely heard anything about Malcolm X, I was pregnant with the oldest one, okay, and I was, 20, 21 years old, and I think my mother had a book, and I read the book about him. That's the only way I knew anything about him.
And the book, and even just the fact of how he started out, how he grew up, how he started out, how he went to jail, how he changed himself. No, listen, they don't want that out there. Because the last thing they want is a black man or anyone for that matter. I won't just put it on black people. They don't want anybody to rehabilitate themselves.
Right.
They don't want to and put themselves in a position to make change.
Mm-hmm.
A change that they don't want.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly what it is. They don't want you to change. They want to keep you just what you are, right under their foot. They don't want you to have knowledge of anything else
other than what you're looking at on that TV screen or what you're hearing in your ear or off them, you know, them radio stations and all. That's all they want you to know. They don't want you to know any further.
Like, all right, who watches that show, Blackish?
I've watched it once or twice.
I haven't watched it at all. I've only seen like snippets of it, but I haven't really watched it.
And what is the premise of it?
It's a family that lives in California. The parents have good jobs, but the father feels like his kids are disconnected from their actual culture, basically.
So basically,
and
it's like a modernized, watered down version of Cosby Show.
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, Lawrence Fishburne, you know, Anthony Anderson, yeah.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah, Ellis Ross.
Okay, watered
yeah,
down version.
It's not. Yeah. Like I said, I've watched about two episodes since it's been on.
Well, they were making it like it was a big deal, but
the boat is actually funny.
Well, my thing is Blackish.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean Blackish? Like, what's Blackish? Like, you mean it's
well,
kind
you
of
know,
black?
That's the same as you know, calling. Telling someone that they act black. It's the same shit, as far as I'm saying. Blackish,
oh,
like
okay.
They're black, but they're not really black, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what Blackish means.
Oh. And then once again, why are some black people ashamed of their history? I mean, me personally, you sound like you kind of ashamed. I'm kind of Blackish. Like, how do you explain that? Like, you know, I'm not attacking the show. I'm not attacking the show. I've seen it once or twice. But my whole thing is, like, the labeling. You know, it's Blackish. Like, what do you mean by it's Blackish? It's either black or it's not. Like,
but look what network is on.
Well,
ABC.
Course.
It is on a Disney network.
Oh, it's on the Disney network now?
Well, ABC is owned by Disney, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, Disney is a bunch of, okay.
Yeah, you know what
Is that man still frozen?
Probably. Yeah. Never know. He might just be walking around among us. You never know.
Unbelievable.
Maybe. I'll go check the frozen food section tomorrow. If I see something funny, I'll let you know.
Remember they said he's supposed to be on ice or something like that?
Yeah. Cryogenic stasis, something like that.
Well, his name is Walt Disney. Yeah, he's supposed to be on ice.
Yeah. Vanilla Pop. But anyway.
I don't know.
I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, now you said, now first off, the boat. I've seen that once or twice. That's kind of interesting, but they can do that. And not be ashamed.
Yeah, but why?
As far as I know.
Because that's about the Chinese family or something like that, right?
Yeah.
That shit is hilarious.
But see, so this is what I'm saying. Okay. Now, fresh off the boat.
I think, well, you know what it is? Let's be honest.
I would be offended
anger
offended off of that.
There's more deep-seated self-loathing and angst and anger towards the world in the black community than I think there are in other communities. I think there's, and it's rightfully so, I guess, you know. But at the end, and this is why there's no real pride in the history. This is why there's no real, let me really talk about my ancestors. This is why. Because there's just there's still this giant chip that has yet to be removed. It's barely been chiseled at this stage, you know. And with everything else that's going on, it's just making things more and more heated.
Right.
You know? Let's think
right.
Think about it for a minute. You got people like Lil Wayne who wears skinny pants. You've got Jaden Smith who thinks he's a woman. Or at least close to a Ken doll. He's anatomically incorrect. I mean, give me a break.
What you say?
Like,
go to the Ken doll?
I don't know.
Wait, what is
like,
the, wait, what's the deal with him? Before we go on, what is the deal with him?
Freedom of expression. Okay.
Freedom
okay,
of expression.
Yeah, we don't buy that. Let's just face it, he's a spoiled little brat with tons of money and his parents have no control. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, they're
and
not
they,
even
they don't
controlling
have,
themselves.
They don't even have any fucking control of themselves.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Therefore, what
because
do you think
Jada's
is going to happen when they have
because Jada's cheekbones went from how she looked on A Different World
different
to
world.
Now she's looking like fucking Catwoman around here.
Well, listen,
like
you
I
know,
said,
some black
people,
poor
black people with money.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, they got money. I mean, but back to the whole thing. But with Fresh Off the Boat, I mean, their comedy it's more acceptable than some of ours, and I just wonder why. It's like
that's
we,
because the stigma is the stereotype. Yeah, but the stereotype is always going to be Asians are harmless. That's the stereotype.
That's
and
the
black people. Black people are boogeyman.
Exactly. You got to remember, the problem is, especially in this society, stereotypes seem to be more prevalent than the person's actual, than the person themselves.
Right.
You know, you people will be stereotyped. One person, again, one bad apple is going to fuck it up for everybody. But, you know, stereotyping is what this country does. Like, seriously, think about it. Asians. Oh, they're all smart in this, that, and the third. Well, guess what?
They're good in math.
It just is. Yeah, but you
that's
know what?
That's what
entirely
always said.
True. Exactly. But again, stereotypes. Oh, black guys, they're only good at basketball and football. Really?
Uh-huh.
Dude, there are black
right.
guys that play freaking hockey that are nasty.
Right.
You don't hear
you know
or that. Or badminton.
Exactly.
Or polo.
Or freaking lacrosse. This is young girl that just became a freaking international fencing champion. She's like 16 years old, cute little black girl. But you understand what I'm saying? Like it's stuff. But we're again, this world it's just so embedded with stereotyping. It's ridiculous. It's so deep. It runs so deep in this country.
Yeah, it's sad.
You know,
it's sad. And then it's like
but it's
the
to a point where the people, but again, you know, and the stereotyping is so bad that it affects people deeper than they want to admit to. And again, here we go. Why aren't people interested in their history? Well, look at the shit your history has. You know, no one wants to. Nobody wants to hear about them being a slave. No one wants to hear about that.
Right. I
nobody
understand
wants to hear
that, but I
you,
mean,
you understand. But should that be part of the curriculum in the curriculum of what goes on in one's home? I don't see why not.
Right. Yeah, but they ain't
you
got
know,
no
but again, it's a personal.
Right. Well.
But again, it's a personal preference, okay? Because not for nothing, we may think it's not that big of a deal, but somebody else may be like, "Nah, I don't want my child to know that. I'd rather my child know this." You know.
Right.
I mean. You can't really. I know. I see what you're talking about.
You can't win for losing.
Personally,
yeah, it's
no, you can't.
Like,
damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, basically, that's how I'm feeling. It's like a damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's like I feel like it should be your personal. Because I'm not saying that they should put certain things out there. Or, in the school. But it's like you need to know more about yourself
should.
Before you could just say, oh, I don't like what happened to us back then. It's more to it than just, oh, we was picking cotton and we was getting beat. And that's it. It's more to it. It's not just those
two
things.
But again, jading the system much, let me bend it to how I like the story to be told. Much like religion, it's the same thing. Religion
uh-huh.
itself, I don't care whose religion. Religion itself on a whole has been bended, mended, twisted, broken, put back together for the sake of a man's idea.
Uh-huh.
One
uh-huh.
guy. You understand what I'm saying?
It's like, yeah, one guy wants to sit there and twist history or twist religion to his benefit so he can do what he wants with it, you know?
Right.
That's how wars get started. Most countries that have gone to war over the centuries has been because of religion.
Yeah,
Spanish
Inquisition,
ring a bell to anyone? You know, that alone was ridiculous. How dare you go into someone's land and tell them that they have to convert to Christianity?
Right.
People were pagans for centuries before Christianity showed up.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Again.
Absolutely.
And within the religion, it's twisted. You know, one man wants to justify starting a war. You understand what I'm saying? Come on. And he'll use the book to do it. But this is what
I'll
it is.
I'll kill you in the name, in the name of the Lord.
Like, he didn't say that. What are you talking about? You know, but again, something else that's twisted. You
twisted,
get it?
Right.
That's why you have some people, or a lot of people, that don't respect where they came from. Because some people think that we should have fought harder. That we shouldn't have been bamboozled by some of the things that have happened. But it happened.
All right, it happened, but that's just like if you know a situation that you get into on your own as a human. My thing is, that's just human nature. If you get into something and somebody tells you, oh, well, look, if you come with me and I got a pot of gold at my house, and if you just come with me, just drive to my house, and I got some money for you or a pot of gold or something at my house, and then you'd be like, all right, well, I don't really want to go, but I'll get in the car with you, and the person would drive you to the house, and they'd be like, oh, I really don't want to go. And you'd be like, I don't know, but just come in, just have a drink, and I can show you this nice pot of gold I got, and then they get you in the house, and next thing you know, they enslave you. Like, I mean, it's like you don't know, you just not, it's just human nature. I don't think
Let's be honest about one thing here, okay? Our own sold us out. Let's be honest with this, okay?
Oh, yeah.
If we're gonna, if we're going to tell the story, let's tell all the parts of the story, you know?
Okay.
But
that's
again,
true.
Not everybody wants to even admit that that's happened. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But that's
like a lot of people like to...
Well, then again...
A lot of people like to admit that.
Well, first of all, remember, a lot of this was told to us by who? Well, you know.
True. We know.
But
you know
what I'm saying? Like, do we really know, but
look at how we do each other now. You don't tell me that was a possibility then.
Oh, of course. Oh, no, I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
I think it's a vicious cycle that's never ended.
Of course, I
believe it's always been a vicious cycle that's never ended. It's not just us.
No,
but they make it seem like it is.
No, it's not.
And we go for it.
The Irish did it to themselves. The Scottish did it to themselves. Oh, please.
Yeah.
The English did it to themselves. The Romans did it to themselves. See,
they don't promote
the Vikings.
That.
Yeah.
They don't promote that.
But they're not going to. They make it seem like we was the only dummy jackasses, and they were smart about it. But it's like no, don't make it seem like that.
History is rife with just about every freaking developed nation on this planet having a history of its own people being sold by its own people. So I don't care. The Chinese did it. The Japanese did it. Give me a break.
Well, listen, if I don't like you, and I know the mothership is coming, I'm going to tell the mothership, yo, take him.
That's some bullshit, though.
The mothership.
Just for the record, I'm going to take him right to the house. Listen, you try that with me and Nicole, you're going to have a problem. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm about the mothership.
Well, first of all, if they beam y'all up, who gonna be show with me and Red?
I'm sorry, they ain't beat me.
Who's gonna want to do this so interesting, these sexual talks? I can't, you know, I can't go, no, I can't do that.
Either, I can't do that.
I might have y'all cloned or something, but, you know.
Ain't that some bull?
You
know
what? Listen, we're up to the test tube, baby. Where's she at right now?
Oh, Nick? Well, I have no idea.
Test tube, baby? Where?
Cool.
The test tube baby girl. Where's she at? What to that damn shoe face clone?
Who, Nick? Nicole?
Huh?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Listen.
Oh, listen. They ain't gonna keep you in the loop about that. Mika probably working. Me and Mika and probably working with some of them clone people. Clone sheep.
Hey, yo. Really? Me? Nah.
I wouldn't be surprised if some damn clones out there that people be working. I wouldn't be surprised. You probably had, you know. You probably thought it was that person. It'd be a damn clone of their ass. That's why it's so damn crazy.
Listen, what was that movie? Surrogates?
Yep.
It's real. They weren't damn going to tell
you.
Damn
robots walking around here. So I'm telling you, shit that people do now.
I'm going to watch some aliens.
You know what?
Watch some aliens, huh?
But
you're special, kind of crazy.
I mean, listen. There's some people out. Listen, you got to look at some of our people in the entertainment field. You got to wonder where the hell did they come from, and whose hand is up their ass?
Of course.
Yep, that's true.
Of course.
That's true, exactly. Like, what the hell is going on here? I don't know.
You listen to some of the music, you know, you think, like, damn, really? Is this what we evolved to?
Mm-hmm.
You mean de-evolved.
But see, that's what I mean by, you know, even down to, like, even music that you have to try and just, like, know where your history comes from, even. That's what I mean by, I'm not just talking about just history with yourself as a person or your family or whatever, but you can even teach history through music. And it makes me kind of angry at some of these young people because, once again, they're so disconnected. They don't get that. Listen, if it wasn't for all these people that we always getting upset, we do get upset about that pass away and stuff like that, because it's like our music is dying slow. It's dying. It's like we only going to have the memories of these people. It's just like I was telling, like I said, the older one again. These rappers, y'all listen, they don't use no samples or old songs. They make all these beats up. They make this stuff up. They don't use any samples of old songs. I haven't heard not one of these rappers use any old samples of a song. I said, how do you think
you got Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye, but I'm not really talking about him. So I'm talking about these newer ones now. Kanye, yeah. Lil Wayne, yeah, he did dabble here or there in it. But I'm talking about like more over like Drake and Future and I don't know, some of these other stupid ass name ones that they got coming out now. You don't really hear too much samples of old songs. And I had to tell them, this is why we know a lot of old, like older songs, like even songs that my mother listened to, like a lot of the songs in the 40s, 50s, 60s.
You know why? Because nowadays you have the publishing companies that either want too much money in terms of points or credit,
or they don't want to pay
the
people for the music.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, or they don't want to pay for the sample.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Anything over, when I was doing music, anything over 3 seconds, you was going to have to pay for. Anything 3 seconds or under was free.
What's his name? Robin Thicke, when he used for that Blurred Line song, Marvin Gaye's family is suing his ass for that because he's using the tone he's using to be. I think he used a little sample of that song for his song.
You know what it was? It wasn't so much it was sampling. It was the fact that it was basically mimicked.
Okay.
It's like you wearing a Versace dress and it's like a royal blue, and then some other chick comes along with the same color dress, same look, like it looks just the same, but it's not Versace. It's something that she put together. Like it's an infringement thing. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a copyright design.
Okay, I get you.
That song sounded, the word that they usually use is like interpolation, I think it is. So basically, it sounded too similar
to that song, to his song,
to the Marvin Gaye song.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge deemed, you know, the judge was, he brought it to court, and the judge was like, yeah, this does sound similar. Yeah, mm-hmm. it sounds like you're trying to get over. Nah, somebody got to break bread. They didn't want to sample it, because then they would have to pay out. But they wound up.
They would have
anyway.
To pay for it. All right. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. So.
Wow, that's crazy. But you gotta just know your history, like even through that you can know your history of where you come from through your music. These kids don't realize that a lot of these, you know, a lot of music is African, you know, that's a lot of African stuff that they, you know, they even keep probably using other cultures, but that's a lot of like, you know, the West Indian and African and, you know, it's all of that in there.
But, you know, once again, who wants to be creative and actually, you know, nowadays the studio is not like what it used to be. People got studios in their kitchen.
Huh.
So you bringing in some bongos and some drums and stuff like that. Like, I remember when I used to record, we used to go up to the playroom on West 36th Street. It was like, yo, he had a drum set in there. He had the huge speakers. Like, I mean, I didn't play drums. But it's the fact that it's the live instrumentation, like you had an option. Nowadays,
right,
everything
yeah.
is synthesized. So, you know, it's like, look where we at to where we're coming from, you know, musically.
Right.
You know, just creative-wise. Like, everything has just been compressed into a little machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
absolutely.
One of the biggest things about losing Prince is that he played a lot of his own instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't yet to see anybody really put that out there. Yeah,
exactly.
He's a great songwriter. Yeah, he's a great performer. But does anybody know that he played a lot of his own instruments?
Right, he played his own instruments. That's what I told my oldest. He was a great, like, guitar, like, his he was a good guitar, well, not a good one, but a great guitarist. So that's
he's
why
a
lot of people know him. Yeah, knowing him for that, and that's what I told him. I said, you know, a lot of y'all, these young people, they don't play their own, they don't play instruments. They don't play no damn instrument. What instrument they play? I said, they don't play no instruments, not really.
I mean, I don't know. They play pocket pool. That's about
you got jokes, huh? Ain't you a comedian? They play. Lord have mercy. I can't.
I mean,
I cannot, and I will not.
I mean, my brother Heck,
and I will not.
My brother Heck, who did a lot of production on the music we used to do. He played the drums. He played the guitar. So it's like.
Yeah.
He was creative. Nowadays, your creativity, to me, it doesn't lie in a machine.
No.
Anybody, a lot of people, there's people out there that can cook. They can throw some water in a pot. They may burn the water at first, but they throw some noodles in there and make ramen noodles. Anybody can, like, throw something together. But that's when you have a culinary chef that actually goes in and makes a masterpiece, like balances the sour with the sweet, the salty with the pepper, and, you know, and then puts it on a plate and make it look all artistically nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you got these ramen noodle MCs.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? How hot water noodles and salt packet.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. They don't take no time. It's no. They're not hungry enough. I feel that they're not hungry because you know a lot of them are coming in here. Oh, I got money. This and another. You're not hungry. You're not hungry for the game. You're just doing it because it's a gimmick thing.
First of all, I love it. Once again, and I'm just going to our people. You want to talk that junk about, oh, I got money, I got this, I got that. Listen, I ain't never seen a person, let alone a Negro, have money and then come in the door acting stupid like that. You acting stupid because you never had it. And you don't know how to act. You don't know how to act now that you got it.
Right.
You don't see anybody else coming in the door acting stupid like that. Like, oh, and talking about money. No. I don't hear Eminem talking about money.
Right. Because you have to realize, like I said, you heard what I just said, because he was hungry. Eminem came from
and he still is.
Eminem was basically poor, right? He was poor, right? Trash. He ain't come from nothing. The boy mama was a drug addict or crazy or whatever. He came from nothing. He was living in a damn trailer house.
But yet he still remained hungry. And he still remained
absolutely
humble.
Exactly.
Listen, some black, and I'm attacking our people because that's what it's about. Why some black people be people ashamed of their history? Listen, you got some Negroes get their tax money, and they don't know you. They don't know you today. But I'll get my taxes tomorrow. Give me a call. I'll talk to you later. But yo, give it 2 weeks. Oh, how you doing? Like, oh, wow, I heard from you. How you been? Oh, yeah, you got $20. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Really?
Exactly.
It's like, yo, you get it. You don't know nobody. And then when it's gone, it's like, hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Nah.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah, and once again, that's why you have some people that are ashamed of not just their history, but even the present state of black affairs, it's disgusting. It really, really is disgusting. It's a travesty.
Yep,
because once again, we're going back to the trinkets. Like, it's funny. I saw it in a movie, or I think somebody told me, but it wasn't a black person that said it. It was a white person that told me, he said, listen, and we were having an honest conversation. Like I said, I think it was somebody who told me about this. It wasn't so much from a movie. It said, white people like to win first, look good later. Black people like to look good first and win later.
Mm-hmm.
And I was true. Like, and I thought about it, and I was like, damn, he's right. Because, you know, motherfuckers walking around looking all nice and neat and dope, but you only got $2 in your pocket.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather look like a bum than have a couple of bucks, more than $2 in my pocket.
Right, more than $2 in my pocket. You damn right.
But some of us don't get it.
Nope, they don't get it. Nope, they don't get it at all. Not at all. They still got that mentality of, you know, I'd rather, just like you said, I'd rather look good, and I'm walking around with these $300 pair of Jordans, but I got to sit up there and beg this bus driver to get on the damn bus.
Exactly. And once again, it's still a slave mentality.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Or these chicks walking around with these damn, everybody got Gucci and what's them damn Michael Kors and whatever that other person name is bag. But like I said, you taking the train every day, or you taking the bus every day to work. But you just spent your whole pay. You spent your whole check on that bag when you could have took that same money that you spent on that bag and bought a little ride with it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, some of us are just not there with it. We're not focused.
Not focused.
You know what I'm saying? The money only can take you but so far.
Yeah.
And see, that's where the powers that be or white people are actually like, listen, go ahead. You can have the money. You can take the money. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
We want something else now. We're on to bigger and better things. You can play with the money. You can have the money. You know what I'm saying? While you playing with the snow, we just bought Antarctica. Okay? So
right, exactly.
So you when you need ice for your drink, come see me.
Right, I'll just chip off a piece of this mountain for you.
Yeah, but it's gonna cost you. It's gonna cost you. You want a piece of that ice? It's gonna cost you. It'll cost you $5 a cube. But once again, that's where the shame comes in, because a lot of us are doing that. A lot of us are just not giving a damn about what's really going on.
Right.
We just want the shiny things in front of us. So I can't really say, I mean, I'm on the fence with it. No, we shouldn't be ashamed of our history because, you know, it made us stronger. But at the same time, when there was a time where we were unified or about to unify, we allowed our thing to be infiltrated. We allowed
right.
the whole thing of divide and conquer to come in, and now look at us.
Yep.
Like we're scattered like a box of puzzle pieces exploded all over the house. So it's like there's pieces all over the place.
Now you gotta try to put them back together somehow.
Yeah, but some don't. Some don't.
And some people don't want to put it back together.
Yeah, they don't want to be a part of the puzzle. They want to be their own thing. They want to do their own thing. But little do you know, the same people that you think, you know, are hooking you up, they ain't really hooking you up. They're hooking themselves up. They're just using you, you know, to scapegoat their issue or whatever.
So we've got about a little. We got about 2 minutes left.
Got 2 minutes left.
Yo, why am I looking
on the screen and it says 33 minutes?
33 minutes?
Oh, you run. Wait, you're going to actually run into
screen
sensor?
Looking at?
Oh, okay.
Huh?
If you're running into 10:30,
No, I didn't. It supposedly started at 8:30. I put it for... Wait a minute. I made a mistake. Put it for 20 minutes. But no, we can get ready to shut it down.
Listen, you're going to owe me big time for this, Hal. Anyway, so we've got about a minute left.
You have been preoccupied this whole time. I don't know if you was texting Dad applesauce or you was playing with your feet or you was watching TV shows, you know what I'm saying? I don't or just like fondling your fingers. I don't know what you were doing. But you were just real quiet. You were just coming in and out. You was just peeking in the room and then dipping back in.
You said
you're
playing with your feet.
Yeah, like
I'm fondling my fingers. Really?
Yeah,
fondling your
fingers. Your whole conversation throughout the whole thing was like,
she was putting the kids to bed, wasn't she?
Oh,
I don't know. He don't care about none of that.
What you mean? I don't care. Remember, in the beginning,
He ain't even worried about that because his is a teenager, and my I got one that's still not a teenager, so he ain't got no sympathy
for
that.
How old is he?
Six.
Six. Listen, as a I'm gonna be his representative for a couple of minutes. Listen, he's 6 years old. You can't be doing all this babying stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy world out there.
No.
Yes, you are. You're talking to men. You ain't got to make them go to bed or nothing. You're 6 years old. Damn it. You just do like how they used to tell us. Take your ass in the room. Lay down. Turn the light out.
You better not get about that bed.
Yeah. And I used to lay there for like an hour or so and then fell asleep. I'm just laying there in the dark. like
not
laying
me.
There in the dark.
Yeah. I used to get up, go to the bathroom. I used to get up, get me something to drink, get
See?
Some water.
Rule breaker.
I love
Rule breaker. Rule breaker. Rule breaker.
Listen,
to
I'm not going through any of that.
And don't let my mother and father fall asleep.
Hey.
And if you talk, I'll run out my room and right in between the bed, right in between them in the bed.
See?
Listen,
rule
I'm
breaker.
Not trying to go
all
through
y'all.
All of that. Plus, my leg is killing me, too. You going to stop tonight.
She said you're going to
anyway.
Stop tonight.
You are absolutely going to stop tonight. And I ain't even going to tell you
wait,
how
wait,
I hooked
wait,
this
wait.
One up tonight.
Wait, what happened to your leg? What you been doing?
Uh-oh.
Told you ain't that. You listen, you can't be doing
I might
that
have pulled,
stuff no more. Can't be putting your leg.
I might,
you can't put in your
I
knee.
Might have,
your leg. Yeah,
I might
you can't
have pulled
your ear to your ear. Yeah, you can't be putting
Why
your
not?
Ear to your ear.
I don't think the problem is.
You're listening to your feet.
You're
listening to your feet.
Maybe I'm trying to block out certain sounds.
Well, listen, that's what a Q-tip is for. Well, stick your finger in there.
Yeah,
you
put that
foot
too
in
far, yeah, you stick that too far in, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah, you busting an eardrum.
Yeah, but
okay.
You, listen,
see,
you can't, don't be doing all that contortionist stuff. Listen, I told
anyway,
y'all,
I
you and Nicole got to
be quiet. I might have pulled a muscle or two. So,
but you was running a race.
No,
doing
I said
the
was doing some work over the weekend.
Oh, you said you was doing some gardening over the weekend. What he's doing?
Something
he's doing
like
some work.
Something like yes. And I might have pulled something the wrong
business.
Way.
I ain't trying to get all your business. I'm just saying, listen, remember, you're not 20 anymore.
Remember?
Why not?
Your muscles don't stretch like that no more. Damn it, that's why you have an
that's
issue
a,
now. That's why you've been laying.
Well,
there,
you know,
stupid. Look, you've been. You in pain, ain't you? That's why you've been laying there tight. Probably smelling like Ben Gay and Tiger Bomb.
Ben Gay and
that's
Tiger Bomb.
That's besides the point at the moment.
Do they even still
throw
Tiger
point.
Ball?
Yes,
yeah,
they do.
I got a jaw on deck. I got a jaw on deck. What you talking about? I love Tiger Bomb.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Just go. Just make sure you, listen, after you put that on, you got to wash your hands thoroughly.
Oh, yeah, you got to wash your hands after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you'll burn. You put your fingers in your eyes, man, you done. you got other problems.
Ah, damn Tiger Bomb.
you be hating the tiger after that.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen, why don't you go get you, you know, you can't mix medicine pills and wine, but.
Oh, what?
Apple,
huh?
Apple juice.
Wait, whoa.
No, we don't.
One,
we
I
don't. Can
mix what
we
I
don't
want
condone.
To
we don't condone those things. Like
you
that.
Got a heating pad. Put the heating pad on you.
Listen, wait. Of course I have one. I'm supposed to. And as for you, sir, last I checked, I can pretty much do what I want. Okay.
I know you can, but still, no. We don't want you waking up with like half a leg tomorrow.
Listen. You're so stupid. At least I'll sleep through the night and I won't feel a damn thing.
Listen.
I might not feel nothing until the morning. But that's beside the point.
Listen.
At least I'll be numb.
Okay.
And that
lady,
we don't want
work.
You
to.
We don't want you too numb
to
now. We don't want you.
Hey,
yeah, you got to get up.
Turn around, you be drooling. Be at the
What's
stop,
wrong with
like,
drooling in your sleep?
Like,
that means it's a good sleep.
I didn't say drooling in your sleep. I said behind the wheel at the red light drooling. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
damn.
Nah, I can't do all of that. Nah.
Where's Rick? Rick, we got one.
Nope.
Rick, we got
one.
He's so stupid.
Season 7 done started.
I can't. All right, sir. I'm not going to do this evening.
Okay, well, listen, we want you to feel better. We want you to feel better. You know, bad apples.
That's right. Put that heating pad on
there. Yeah, put the heating pad. And,
I'm
going to
throw some icy hot and the heating pad.
Just throw everything on it.
Icy hot. Yeah, throw everything on it.
Throw a heating pad.
Now, if you told him I'll do myself in, that's going to burn my leg up. Icy hot and Tiger Bomb. Fuck the heating pad.
What you trying to kill me? Listen, you gotta confuse the muscle and shock it into shape. Get that muscle back in order.
Is that what you do, Chocolate City?
Listen, I watch these videos. I watch videos, and when I go to the gym, yeah, it's true. You got to shock the muscle in order to get it to grow. See, you got to shock the muscle and, you know, make it be like, oh, you trying to put me in pain? Well, this is pain right here. Bang. Throw some Icy Hot,
listen,
Tiger Balm, and then the heating pad, and then cook your shit. Just cook it. Be like live
really?
At the barbecue in the bedroom. Just cook that more.
Yeah, see, no. See, ain't nobody got time for that foolishness. To get you your shenanigans wagons and that foolishness. Oh, hello? Uh-oh. Well, would you believe that we actually just had a little bit of a technical difficulty here? So I think I'm still on the air. And, uh-oh, where'd they go? Guys, please don't... They've left me again. Figure. But anyway, Big Red, alrighty then. It looks like I am in the studio by myself, and I don't know if they're going to call back. So with that said, thanks for joining us on the menu. We only had a few minutes left. For Brother B, Big Red, and myself, Tamika, catch you guys next week with another very strange studio session and episode of The Menu. Have a good one. Stay up.